I'm recording this brief audio boo from the comfy seat at the back of my studio just before I go to bed. It pretty much brings to the end long overdue work I've been meaning to do on it. Basically, I had two jobs to do. The first was to sort out the wiring on the rack, because it used to be the case that everything was either spilled down and inside the rack and out the bottom of it, or down the front, because obviously it had front mounting sockets. But I've tidied all those up now, and it all comes into patch panels that which were rescued from radio stations when they finally went digital. So these are old post office jack things that have copper plugs that you plug in. They look old fashioned, but they seem to do the job quite nicely, so I can't complain. My rack is now complete, so my synthesizer's all wired up, my microphone kit, preamps and compressors and the stuff are all there as well, and it looks reasonably good. You'll see a photo of it on the art, I hope. That renders this sort of part of the studio as a fairly comfortable sort of podcasting studio. All I guess I need is somebody else to do a podcast with. I suppose I could do one on my own, really, couldn't I? Or I could pick up my microphone and go to the other end where my sort of desk seat is, and I could produce a radio show from there as well, because it's got a DJ mixer and obviously a computer playout system built by my mate John. Is that my microphone going away again? Strange how it's... There are still some bugs that I need to sort out. And of course, I can put my keyboard on top of the desk and plug the MIDI into that and use it as a music studio as well. I've got to put a little desk, so a deck over the desk, so my keyboard can go there without squishing the DJ mixer, and so I can put my computer typey keyboard into a reasonable place as well. But that's something that can wait, I think. I'm going to leave it for tonight, I think. I've no idea why my the sound levels in this microphone keep varying. I don't think it's the mic. I have suspicions about the digital output of my Focusrite, and it's quite concerning. So I shall leave it there. This job is never going to get finished. This is typical, really. Typical studio engineers. Well, I know that because I am one. So I shall wish you a good night and head to bed before anything else breaks. Ta-da!